At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You stay on that narrow path. You run your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. And you stay steadfast and loyal forevermore. And you help out plenty of people along your journey. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up to give us another chance to seek his face and get closer to him. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us going in and coming out. And let's just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his angels assigned to protect us, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. So much more the Lord has done for us that we can't even keep count of it. Amen. So let's always stay grateful and appreciative. You might not be exactly where you want to be right now, but everything is a test, a trial, a tribulation, a lesson. And the Lord is purifying you and strengthening you and molding you. Okay, so that's why we have to go through everything thoroughly. And, you know, we will have a testimony afterwards. We will have joy afterwards. Amen. So more praising, less complaining. Amen. It's a lot going on all four corners of the earth. So there's somebody out there going through it a lot worse than you can imagine. Okay. So learn how to stay grateful forevermore. Okay. Rejoice, always rejoice. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always encourage one another in the Lord. Let's always keep uplifting each other. You know, supporting each other in Christ. Amen. Because brothers and sisters in the Lord, all four corners of the earth, we have to stay together. Okay. We're scattered all four corners of the earth and we can still serve the same Creator. Amen. So that's amazing. And that's in a testament to how great the God we serve is. Amen. So got to always look out for one another, man. You know, watchmen, watch women, you know, watch out for each other, man. Everybody got to, you know, always have a helping hand, always have generosity, kindness. Amen. Always, always, always. Yes, yes. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together for the Lord. Let us praise him, give him all the honor, dance, sing, rejoice, call on his name, sing a new song, cry out to him. Do what you got to do to, you know, always communicate with the Father, man, all the time. We always got to worship the truth and spirit, serve him with gladness and joy, you know, because so a lot going on, but the Lord's still looking out for us. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promise. Amen. So let's honor that and stay obedient. Yes, yes, y'all. Let's love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us always do Father's bidding and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back for people who are spotless and blameless. Okay, so let's stay ready. Let's stay spotless and blameless. Let's stay clean with the washing of the word. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Always stay activated. Always stay on point for the Lord forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. Let us just know the Lord better personally. Keep seeking his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey the gospel. Amen. Let us always hearken to his ways and constantly keep seeking him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. So always keep that in mind. All right. So I hope that you all had a blessed week. I hope that you all had a blessed Sabbath as well, upcoming Sabbath. I hope that you all were able to maintain and stay strong, stay afloat in your situation. Okay. Just know you got to take it one day at a time. You know, you never know what a day may bring forth. You never boast about tomorrow. Let everything be under God's will. All right. God willing, he gets us through and always gets us through that. You know, we just take it one day at a time for now, because so much is happening so fast and rapidly and so unpredictable that we just got to stay kin near to the Lord. All right. So we can't go out here doing things off of our own will and our own agendas and our own intentions. Everything got to be spirit led, God led, God's will from now. Amen. Father's will forever. OK, so hope that you all had a blessed week, man, and better days come for you all. All right. Now, today's message, what I love to do is just go through this news roundup. You know, we're just going to go through this news roundup, tabloids. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Amen. So let's just run through these news tabloids, okay? So much going on. So let's always be alert and watchful and sober. Amen. Yes, yes. Prophecy is fulfilling at a fast pace, all right? So here we go. Takiyah Young's family, police react to body cam footage of fatal Blendon Township shooting. Okay, this happened in Ohio. All right. So any Ohio people that know about that story situation knows it better. Let's see. Body found in trash ID'd as missing 2-year-old father to be charged with murder. Wow. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Okay. Let's see, what to know about BA286 as it spreads to 5 states. More health officials across the U.S. are reporting new cases of the COVID variant, BA286. Oh, man, here we go again with this COVID stuff, man. Oh, boy. We already knew how what that happened in 2020, how draining it was emotionally and mentally, right? So that going around again. This goes back to prophecy where Christ prophesies about pestilence and sicknesses and all types of things in the end times, okay? So we're definitely in the days of Noah and all types of things just going on left and right, okay? So we've got to pray for our health and other people's health and make sure we take care of our temples, all right? Got to take care of our body. You know, God gave us this, so we got to honor God with it and stay healthy, all right? Got to stay hydrated, you know, put proper fruits and vegetables in your body, drink a lot of teas, you know, things like that. Got to stay on point, people. You know, you don't got to do no crazy, you know, workouts, nothing, but just like go for nice long walks, you know, 30-minute hour walks, you know, just light jogs or whatever. You know, take a light on the body, always stay active, people, okay? Health is important, all right? And the states that are going through this whole COVID situation is Michigan, New York, and Virginia, all right? And Ohio as well, so another variant, y'all, so stay strong through this, okay? Let's see what we have going on here. Mohammed El Fayed, former Harrods owner, dies at 94 years old. Ukraine war, U.S. sees notable progress by Ukraine army in the south. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. 8 passengers, parents and mom, arrested on child abuse suspicion. This is the YouTuber named 8 passengers. Okay. Crazy stuff, right? Let's see what we have here. Rudy Giuliani pleads not guilty to Georgia election racketeering charges. So politics news. Let's see what we have here. Proud Boys member Dominic Pozzola gets 10 years for smashing Senate window with police shield in January 6 attack at the Capitol. Let's see what we have here. Where road rage is a way of life, these states have the most confrontational drivers, survey says. You gotta be careful for road rage. The top 5 most confrontational driver states are Arizona, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Virginia, and Oklahoma. You know, road rage is a stronghold on people. That's a huge spirit on people, man. Y'all got to be careful when y'all on the road and traveling or what have you. Try not to, you know, get too caught with people on that road, man, because you never know who you're driving next to. You know, you might be driving next to someone who's just got real anger issues or lack of self-control, you know, things like that. You know, the book of Proverbs says to not be around an angry man, you know, so it's very important to have self-control and patience when we're dealing with people in our interactions, running errands, or going out and about. So road rage is a very serious thing that doesn't get talked about enough, okay? So yeah, I got to be careful out there on that road, all right? Let's see what we got going on here. Former Trump attorney Chesbrero disavows Sidney Powell and push for a speedy trial. DOJ loses on appeal and trying to block Trump deposition. Let's see what we have here. Colorado woman, teen made deadly mistakes in attempt to live off the grid in wilderness. I remember I did like multiple messages about living off the grids, being in nature, like on my earlier podcast episodes, like in 2021. But living off the grids is a serious thing, man. So you got to really, you know, hold it down when you're out in nature, you know. That's a very different type of transition and lifestyle. Only some people can really adjust to it well. Okay, so let's see. We got more than news tabloids. New Hampshire Democrats defy Biden DNC ultimatum to ditch First in the Nation primary. Embarrassing situation. Let's see. Body camera footage of controversial fatal police shooting in Ohio released to the public. All right. Let's see. The hurricane did pass through Florida and Georgia a bit. Okay, so hopefully people can stay safe through the situation, so what have you. All right. The man overboard from Wonder of the Seas was a teen vacation in France. His sister says she's worried authorities will stop searching for him. All right, let's see what we have here. It will be easier to replace fully remote jobs with artificial intelligence, a leading WFH expert says. Let's see what we have here. Fully remote jobs may be more vulnerable to new artificial intelligence technology. A murderer who escaped from prison may attempt to flee back to Brazil. Escaped from a Pennsylvania prison. Crazy stuff. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's see. Archaeologists in Turkey have identified massive structures below a Roman-era castle. Interesting. Let's see what we have going on here. Obviously, we know about college football. I think it kicked off actually last week or the week before. So any football fans out there? I know guys are happy that the NFL starting next week, so football season, they're right back to school as well. Let's see, we have more in the news roundup. Wow, a 57-year-old UPS driver in Texas died after collapsing in the heat while making deliveries. Wow, man, that weather's no joke. Climate anxiety on the rise as heat disasters provoke fear. Let's see. Wealthy millennials are flocking to Florida and Texas, and no one wants to live in New York or California. Shoot, everything expensive, man. Everything pricey. You gotta live affordable, man. You gotta make sense of the way you live, and you know, work at what you have. All right. Let's see. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning people to stop using two eye drop products. Wow. Gotta be careful, people. Gotta be careful. Okay. Let's see. New study about beef consumption finds just 12% of us are still living the American dream. Let's see. Okay. Let's read these tabloids as it is. So let's see what we have here. No power and nowhere to stay as rural Florida starts recovering from Hurricane Idalia. Yeah, man, it hit the Gulf Coast of Florida real hard. So, you know, it's a very hard thing for them to go through. Let's see what we have going on here. Japan records highest average temperature in 125 years, weather agency says. Getting real hot everywhere. That's what's causing all these problems and natural disasters when things are too hot, you know. Let's see. New research sheds light on the side effects of COVID jab. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Government greenlights plans to build massive $700 million water battery that will help prevent power outages. Interesting. U.S. economy adds 187,000 jobs in August while unemployment rate unexpectedly jumps. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. White supremacist groups could be planning a weekend march somewhere in Florida, ADL warns. I was in Jacksonville, I believe. So. Farms on brink of financial ruin thanks to astonishing blunder over support package. All right, farmers out there going through it. So Yep. All right. That's just the news roundup for this week. Just wanted to go through some of the tabloids of everything going on with political news, health news, science news, technology, business, sports, politics, you know, global news as well. Okay. So it's very important to always stay in the loop, always stay on point and sharp about everything going on and have a compassion for others out there going through it. Okay. So that is the news roundup for this week. What I'll love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. We know that the true good news is the gospel of the Messiah. Amen. Most definitely. So always keep in mind of the real new gospel, the real news, the true good news of the gospel of Christ. Amen. So, yes, yes, y'all. Here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Call on His name. Sing a new song. Clap your hands. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice, the joy of the Lord is your strength, people, most definitely, the true hope for humanity, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. Yes, yes, the Lord is my sustainer, the sufficient one, most definitely is. The Lord our God is one. Yes, yes, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashah, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahayashah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehusha, Yeshua, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. Yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. He is reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is able. He is worthy. Nothing is too hard for him. He made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most definitely. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Most definitely. Okay, so always trust in him. Always call on him. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Amen. Most definitely. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation. Yes, 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 he is the ruler of God's creation. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashah, the word of Yehoshua, Yehusha, Yeshua, The word of the consuming fire. Amen. His word is purified silver, just as David said of Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword in the book of Hebrews. Amen. We touch and agree. The true word, true living waters. Yes, yes, y'all. Amen. Serve him, praise him, call on him. Give him all the praise, honor, and glory forevermore, y'all. Definitely, 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 y'all. Just reflect and think about everything the Lord has brought you through. We continue to keep doing for you. Amen. We serve a great, mighty God. We definitely do. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood did clean up our mess, y'all. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. Amen. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new scenery, new beginnings, fresh starts, new seasons. Yes, new blessings, new open doors, new endeavors, new flourishing, new prosperity, new abundance, new dreams, new visions, new prophecies. Sing a new song to the Lord. The Lord's doing a new thing. The former things are passed away. The former things are done with. Amen. The Lord loves you and not the Lord loves you so much. He loves you a lot. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord have his way. Keep him first. Deliverance, repentance, baptism. All of that, y'all. Deliverance, restoration, healing, all of that. All of that, much more. Double portion blessings. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely. All right. So there you have it, okay, people? That is the news roundup for this week. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, touch life over the Most High. And I just pray that you stay watchful, alert, and helpful in these last days that we're in, okay? So what I'd love to do before I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Got much love for you all. Praying for you all. Love you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.